April 1 is one of the most light-hearted days of the year. Many of us refer to it as April Fool's Day or All Fool's Day, with a number of persons playing practical jokes on each other. But it's also a serious day for the government, as it marks the start of the new financial year. As we gear up for the sectoral debate, we'll remind you of the government's fiscal targets and begin to zoom in on one of its crucial priorities for the new fiscal year. I'm Anthony Morgan, and this is Budget Watch. The 2018-19 financial year officially began on Sunday, April 1, with the government projecting to spend $773.6 billion for the year. The fight against crime remains a major national priority, with the government committing additional resources and support to the security forces for the 2018-19 fiscal year. And the issue of crime was not to be left out of the Prime Minister's budget presentation in the House of Representatives. He says it should be clear to the public that the government is sparing no effort to address the security situation in the country. He listed guns and gangs as the two main threats to Jamaica's national security. Before his budget speech, the Prime Minister declared a state of emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division. That enhanced security measure has now been extended to July 3. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is taking a strategic approach to dealing with the escalating crime and violence affecting the country. He says decisions have already been taken to increase the intake of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, and the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF.
You would have seen an initiative by DCP Blake in putting more officers on the street to increase visibility and to deal with public order issues. That's a management decision to refocus the use of its human resources to put them in areas that management has determined to be a priority.
The Prime Minister says his administration remains committed to implementing enhanced security measures through zones of special operations and states of public emergency, as well as a suite of other intelligence-driven and targeted responses. In his budget speech, the Prime Minister said a watch list will be developed as part of the government's enhanced security program.
For too long, persons with gang associations and those who are part of criminal organizations have been proceeding with impunity. Persons placed on the watch list by the courts will be subject to enhanced surveillance and other measures.
The watch list will complement the ongoing state of emergency operations and the reintroduction of the Vale Royal talks with the parliamentary opposition. Additionally, the Prime Minister says the government will be bringing a series of amendments to the Firearms Act to Parliament in order to discourage the possession of and or dealing in illegal firearms and ammunition.
There will be a number of new offences such as trafficking, dealing and distributing, which will better define the various illicit activities within the illegal firearm trade. The amendments will also streamline the regulation of the legal firearm trade and the functions and activities of the Firearm Licensing Authority.
And Prime Minister Holness has placed the new man in charge of national security. Dr. Horace Chang was named the new minister in the recent cabinet reshuffle. He's expected to bring fresh ideas on how to best utilize the government's allocated resources in the fight against crime. The new minister has been endorsed by former security minister Robert Montague.
A lot of persons look at Dr. Chang because of his soft voice and think he's soft. Well, I am here to remind all that Dr. Chang is not soft. I believe Dr. Chang, with his own style, will be placing his stamp on national security. And I wish Dr. Chang very well, because I know that all of Jamaica has to come together and support Dr. Chang, because national security is something that affects all of us.
That was Budget Watch. Thanks for listening. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter now.
This This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.